Welcome back to TRFM's Farm Focus. It's James Mulhall with you here this morning. Coming up, we'll be chatting to a young Six Mile Bridge woman looking to be crowned the Queen of the Land. But before that, we'll take a quick look at farm health and safety. So the IFA's next executive meeting in Clare is being held in Ennis on Wednesday next, with lots to discuss there. But again, health and safety is one of the most important topics being brought up. And ahead of that, the IFA's Health and Safety Officer William Shortle spoke to me.
Unfortunately, James, there was 24 deaths on Irish farms last year. Currently, there's 17 this year. And the large volume of them tend to take over around farm machinery, tractors, quads, implements. So last year there was 14 people unfortunately lost their lives due to tractors and implements, and this year it's the leading cause again. So I suppose that's what we're trying to do, is raise awareness around farm health and safety and mental well-being in general.
And look, I suppose it is a topic that comes up time and time again, and I guess in many cases farmers might almost be sick of hearing about it, but it's a message that you can't hear often enough. Like you say, it is the most dangerous occupation in the country, and it's a solitary one as well, so there's no getting around the fact that it's very dangerous.
No, without a doubt. But I think opinions have changed. We recently launched our farmer-to-farmer program mentoring initiative, and we actually have branches and members looking, coming, wanting to be involved now, wanting to help to see how it's done. And how we roll that out is basically through our branch structure, where we have breaking the branch into three or four individual clusters, and where these farmers will walk each other's farm, pick out different things that are wrong, and have a chat about them. And I suppose the biggest thing about farm health and safety is that it doesn't have to be about spending money. It's about changing behaviour, and they might be just simple things like hanging a gate that they got a tip of a tractor or something that fell down, changing different things like that. When people are buying tools, that they buy power tools instead of 220, all different things like that. And it's about changing the behaviour rather than going out having to spend a huge amount of money. Because I suppose Chagas recently did a study, and it was found that in 90% of the accidents, it was behaviour that was the cause of the accident. So I suppose that's what we're trying to focus on, is that branches, members working together. And I suppose we've done a couple of trials at the moment. And one of the interesting things that we found is that while farmers that live beside each other, good friends, hadn't actually walked each other's farm in years, which I thought was incredible. So that's what we're trying to do, is to get farmers working together, walking each other's farms, seeing what dangers are there, and going around just trying to change them, starting small and just getting into the habit of it.
William Shortle of the IFA there. And now to our final interview of the day, which comes from Maeve Clune from Six Mile Bridge, who is in the running to be crowned the 2018 Queen of the Land this weekend in Tullamore in County Offaly. So I spoke to her ahead of her going down to Tullamore yesterday, so have a listen to that.
I'm actually doing psychiatric nursing. I'm in third year in Athlone.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, so kept going with that, and while I was busy.
Kept going is right, and you're going to be busier again now. You're heading down to the Midlands, my own county of Offaly, actually. So I'm well aware of the Queen of the Land Festival, but I suppose a lot of the listeners mightn't know so much about it. I suppose similar in ways to the Rose of Tralee, is it? Would you describe it that way?
Well, I suppose it is, kind of, yeah. Well, I wouldn't want it to be like that now. Yeah, so it's kind of like it in a way. That I suppose is going on for the 3 days in next weekend, and I suppose it's been similar enough to it. The 54th time it has been on. I suppose it's celebrating all of a person's achievements and talents they have, really and truly. You're kind of judged on your appearance, your personality, your energy that you create, the confidence that you have. I suppose then along with that, with the Rose Tree kind of idea, the dress you might have on you, and this kind of crack over the 3 days.
Yeah.
So kind of, it's nice, something to do, something different. Never done anything like it before, so I said I'd give it a go.
And how did you actually, I suppose, get involved in that?
How did I get involved? I suppose a couple of months ago, they were asking the girls, would they be interested in it? And I said, sure, I wasn't going to do an internet, so I said, I may as well do something. So that's how I really kind of got involved in it.
And it'll be, like I say, it takes place over 3 days. It is a full weekend of it. And again, I suppose you're getting to meet, you know, you know your own, obviously your own Mocker members quite well at this stage, but you're getting to meet people from right around the country as well.
All from all over, every angle of the world, the country you're meeting them from. Like, I suppose there might be a girl from every county, like, representing. So you'll get to meet a lot of girls eventually. It'll be nice to meet other people that are in the same boat as yourself, I suppose.
And what actually takes place over the 3 days of the festival then?
On the Friday, we're going to be going, and first things first is the opening ceremony that'll be going on. That's in the Bridge House Hotel in there in the middle town there in Tullamore. And then I suppose there'll be the music as well on Friday night. It'll be kind of a bit of a boogie, as they say. And then on Saturday, we have the private interviews. So that's like we go up and we talk to the judges ourselves privately. And then later on the day, we're doing a treasure hunt around Tullamore. So that should be a good crack. And then on, I think that even time, we get escorts. So we're being introduced to them on Saturday even. And then on the Sunday night is the night that we go, oh no, the Saturday night is we go up on stage, I think.
Okay.
And then, yeah, we go up on stage on Saturday night. And we are interviewed again, but like everyone that will be there can see it be going on.
Mm.
And then there's kind of music and all that afterwards. And then on the Sunday is the kind of the big night, the kind of gala. So that's kind of like where they crown the queen that's going to be 2018. And then that happens at midnight, seemingly. And that's really what goes on the weekend.
Okay. And for the Queen of the Land for 2018, then what actually happens once the title is given to the girl?
Well, you get, I'm actually not too sure what you get, but like the title is like, it's very, like the biggest title you can get through Mocker.
So absolutely.
It's a great achievement, like if you do get to win it.
Yeah.
You're representing Mocker all over Ireland, so that's really, it's very prestigious, really.
Yeah, and was there, I suppose when you put your name forward, is there kind of, you know, is it kind of one from each county then, or how does it work?
Yeah, one girl from each county gets to represent. So I was chose for that. So however well it'll go now, I'm not too sure.
Well, you'll still be the Queen of Clare anyway for the year ahead.
I don't know if we want to.
And I suppose as well, Maeve, look, this is, like you said, this is just one part of Mocra as well. You've been involved for 3 years yourself. And I suppose I know just from speaking previously to some of your friends there in Six Mile Bridge and in the Ennis branch as well, it can be harder to get women interested in Mocra. But as a young woman who's in it yourself, what would you say it brings for any young woman who is considering joining up?
Yeah, I suppose a lot of girls wouldn't have much interest in it. But I suppose when you do get involved in it, such a good like outlet for you. Like you can always come back from college on a Friday evening and you're like, all right, I have to go down to the bridge now tonight because we have to go down and go to the meeting. But like you get to meet so many other people and it's just a great outlet for you, really and truly. So I've met even two, like the older girls, the younger girls than me, and we're trying to bring along other ones that'll come with you. And it is great, really and truly, like that you can get out and about and do things and get involved and things that I'd never got involved in before, that you're kind of pushing yourself to go outside your comfort zone and just do things that you wouldn't normally do.
Absolutely. Well, Maeve, best of luck with Queen of the Land anyway, and thanks a million for taking the call.
Thank you very much.
We'll leave it there for today. That's our lot, but I will be back again next Saturday morning with another edition of Farm Focus. In the meantime, stay with us here on Clare FM. Country Corner's up next.
Farm Focus was sponsored by Munster Group. Munster Insurance and Financial Limited, trading as Munster Group, are regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.